Now, I mentioned it doesn't matter if you come early or you come late, as long as you come to the table. And a number of people who served in the military or are serving in the military are sitting at the table right now. And I would like to introduce to you one of those people, a young man named Jose Vasquez, who's the chairman of the New York City chapter of Iraq Veterans Against the War. Jose.
Thanks, Dave. I just want to thank all the folks who worked hard to put this event together. And of course, I want to thank Bob Watada and his wife, Rosa. I am the beneficiary of war resistors who had the courage to stand up and speak out against the war, either after they got back from Iraq or before they were ever deployed. So I've been in the military since 1992. I have 14 years of military service, active duty, and reserve time. I'm currently in the U.S. Army Reserve, and I applied for conscientious objector status in January 2005, mostly in opposition to this war. My case is still pending, so I'm still in the military. But I'm not afraid to speak out because I'm exercising my right as an American citizen, and I also feel that it's important for people who are in the military who feel strongly about the wrongs that this administration is committing by violating international law, violating, you know, all of the lessons that we learned after World War II are kind of pushing those aside, and everything that we've done with prisoners, so on and so forth, and Iraqi civilians. I think it's important for troops that are in to speak out and to tell the world that they feel that this is wrong. I was fortunate to have time to think about whether or not I wanted to apply for conscientious objector status. You know, I started to have questions after 9/11, and I at the time felt that I was the only soldier that was having questions about the war, and about, you know, where we were headed with all of these things. I live here in New York, and so the day of September 11th and the following days, the news coverage of how September 11th was being portrayed, and the way that all of these American flags kind of came out of nowhere, and people were sort of blindly patriotic, to me reminded me of old newsreels that I saw about World War II in Nazi Germany or in Imperial Japan, where people were just waving flags and sort of not thinking about what's on the other end of the war, what's happening on the other side of this. And so I began to have questions, and again, I was fortunate enough to have the time to think about these things, and so I started to search the internet, look for alternative news sources, people who were reporting the truth, like WBAI and other important programs, Democracy Now, because I felt that, you know, what I was seeing on the mainstream media was not portraying the full scope of the story. So as I was searching through the internet, I found out about people like Camilo Mejia, Stephen Funk, Kevin Benderman, Catherine Jashinsky, Suzanne Swift, Ricky Clousing, Pablo Paredes, all of these people, you know, along the way throughout this path, you know, not all at the same time, but more and more soldiers started speaking out. And so I think for me in particular, when Camilo Mejia, when I found out about him, he and I were, we had the same rank. We were both Staff Sergeants, E6, in the military, and we had about the same amount of time in service. And so I really felt that it was okay for me to be against the war and to speak out against it. So I applied for CO status in January of 05, and I found out the following month that my unit was getting deployed. And so I fortunately for me, I applied before I learned that I was getting deployed. Nevertheless, I decided to do it by the book and to do it honorably. And so I shipped out with my unit, and we got as far as Texas, and we were there doing training. But I was only there 3 weeks, and then they sent me home because I had applied before learning that I was getting deployed. And ever since I've been back, since April of 2005, I've been a very active member of Iraq Vets Against the War, despite the fact that I never stepped foot in Iraq. But we welcome all soldiers, anyone who served in the military since September 11th, and we stand for immediate withdrawal of the troops. We think us being there is just creating more of a problem. We also want reparations for the Iraqi people. It's not only about the vets, and if the war ends tomorrow, those people will still be suffering. And finally, we want the troops to be taken care of when they get home, both physically and psychologically. And so, again, if the war ends tomorrow, there's still going to be young soldiers that are coming home, missing limbs, and psychologically traumatized from this war. And so the battle or the struggle will have only just begun on that front. I just want to mention that within the military, there is a movement already. There's an appeal for redress from active duty Marine and Navy personnel that started up in Norfolk, Virginia, and some of you may have read about this recently. I spoke to one of the main organizers. There's one person in the Navy and one person in the Marines who are spearheading this effort, and they have so far had 1,200 soldiers sign on to the website, and they're in the process of, give them a hand. So they're in the process of evaluating, you know, to make sure that all of those people are indeed active duty personnel, that we don't want anyone to dilute the message. But for those of you that have seen Sir, No, Sir, I think we're around 1965 now, and we're moving towards 1968 as far as the resistance in the military. You know, there's more and more soldiers that, not only soldiers, but all service, all branches of the military that are willing to take a stand and speak out and say, I'm against this war. And that's why I'm so proud of Lieutenant Aaron Watata. And when I saw his speech from the Veterans for Peace Conference, I was very impressed and how poised he was, how much it was evident that how much he thought he had given this, and grounding his argument in international law, in, you know, the Constitution, and as an officer that he could not follow an illegal order. And I'm very proud of him for doing that, and hopefully someday I'll get to shake his hand. Iraq Veterans Against the War supports war resistors, and we are there for them. We started a chapter in Toronto, so we're actually an international organization, and one of our members in the back, Jeff Millard, was instrumental in organizing that Toronto chapter. So the fight continues. Yeah, let's give him a hand. So without further ado, we're going to watch Lieutenant Watata's speech, which is very powerful, and then we'll move on with the rest of the program. Thank you all for coming out and supporting GI Resistance. Thanks a lot.